Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to you who are coming by Blog Talk, millions of people on the Blog Talk and the social network, and thank you so much for joining us. We're honored that you're here, and we do give God glory and praise. He's been so good to you. How many of you can say that you woke up this morning? If you are awake this morning, then you have to say that the Lord let your heart beat all night long and you didn't know anything about it. Or he let you breathe all night long and you didn't even know you were breathing. But he did. And so we know that he deserves praise and worship and all the glory. Amen. I want to go to God in prayer in just a moment. I want you to know that he is a prayer answering God. You got the faith. He does have the power and can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or even think. Oh, my God. Let's go to God. Heavenly Father, I keep saying to the people that the greatest privilege of our lives is to be able to thank you and be able to speak with you, Lord. Because you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And through Jesus, we have life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for life. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for peace and joy. And thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you did on yesterday, Lord, alone. That was just so wonderful. Just every time you showed up. It's always been a blessing, always been a praise, and we just thank you. We ask for forgiveness for all sin, omission, and permission. God, you alone are to be worshipped and praised.
Yes,
and we give you glory. We give you thanks for adoration. Now, Lord, bless us on the blind today. We come for no other reason but to pray unto you and to praise you.
Yes,
sir. Thank you, Lord. And now, Lord, bless this prayer line. Every participant, every person here who got up for you, oh, God, I've never known you not to bless people who bless you. Never known you not to be concerned about people. I've never known you to not have a caring spirit and to be there. And I want to thank you in advance for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, we just surrender this line to you. Holy Ghost, please take over.
Yeah.
You can do what nobody can do. Oh, I saw you move so many times when we just surrendered the line to you. You do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And
thank
we praise
you.
Your holy name. Thank God. In Jesus' name we pray and praise it. Amen. And amen. And good morning to all of y'all on the prayer line here. Amen. Those who have your lines open. And I want you to, yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning
to you. Pastor Williams, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. We'll be back to you in just a few moments. I just want to greet the Lord. Everybody, let's greet the Lord. He's in your room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Yeah, my God. And let's give God one of the things we look forward to, because the Bible says in Psalm 22:3, he inhabits the praises of his people, Israel, and his people in this day and time. He looks forward to your praises. That's why he's in your room. He comes to praise parties, amen, and you are to start one this morning. Come on, everybody, let's praise him in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, open your mouth and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you praise him for a minute? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You've been so good. It's been so wonderful. You've been so kind. Glory. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. Come on. Come on. Open your mouth and praise him from every code.
give him praise and glory.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. And people who are praising from everywhere, I have a special guest on the line this morning. And amen. We're going to get our station identification, and then we're going to go to him. And then we're going to get a few praise reports and want to certainly get your prayer request. My God, I'm telling you, God answers prayers. I think I shared with y'all how I went to the hospital the other day and to see one of our members, and God is restoring him. The other audience is looking good, talking good. While I was there, I got a phone call and said, somebody's brother's in the hospital who has bone cancer. I walked in the room, and knowing that God is over bone cancer, and spoke to him and taught him about how to believe the Lord and taught him about faith. And before I knew it, he was just weeping. And all of a sudden, we asked him if we could pray for him. He said, sure. Prayed for him. And before we knew it, he was making the decree, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And God healed the man of bone cancer. Let me tell you something. God can do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to know that you can walk in the room. If the Lord is with you, you don't have to fear anything. Everything in the room is subject to him.
That's right.
And he's not subject to anything. I said he's not subject to anything.
That's right.
But everything obeys him. Amen. Read in that scripture in Genesis 1:28, after 27 tells us that we were made in God's own image. That means that we're made to be like God. And then he said, I gave you dominion over everything in the sea. And I gave you dominion over everything in the air. And then he says, I gave you dominion over everything that moveth upon the earth. Everything moveth upon the earth. And I took that literally and walked in there and said, cancer, doctors and scientists have looked at you under the microscope and saw you moving upon this earth. I got dominion over you. And in the name of Jesus, loose him. Come out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. And God said, when you have dominion, you must obey. And the cancer left. Thank you, Lord, for it in the name of Jesus. Not glorifying me at all, but we give you all the glory. You did it. And I just want people to know what you did. Amen. So many people have held their peace, and you have given them miracles, and they haven't said a word. But thank you, because you did exceeding abundantly above all I asked that day.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Hagin, give us our station identification, and then we're going to go to, I believe it's Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, Pastor Hagin, give us our station identification.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador. We do honor you today, sir. We honor Ambassador Lady Daddy, a First Lady of this ministry. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador and all right, Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for all the ambassadors-elect. Man, thank God for our pastor and blooded husband, and Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Bishop Hagin. Thank God for everybody who listens all around the world. And yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagin, and we are here. We are excited about what God is doing. We're here broadcasting live from NPA Radio and blogtalkradio.com. We are being heard literally all over the world. You may call into the station. We are live. That number is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory, we're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, all over the United States of America and Canada, Afghanistan, Nigeria, Pakistan, Europe, France, Russia, China, Vietnam, all over Germany. Well, you just name it, all over the world. And to God be the glory. I want to thank God again for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this brand new spiritual awakening message all over the world. And we just want to say, Chief, hallelujah, to keep on doing what you do, because you're doing an excellent job and you're blessing so many people. May God be able to bless you. Keep it up, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. I want to just clarify something to you all. You hear us talk about ambassadors and ambassadors. The Lord gave me an assignment to get prayer all over the world. And then he told me to make ambassadors. These are prayer ambassadors, simply people who are prayer warriors, who believe in prayer and praising God. You heard them praise God a while ago, many of them. And they believe, and they are willing to help us in this assignment to get prayer all over the world. Ambassadors elect are those who are really just going through the training to become ambassadors. Amen. And so many of them will become ambassadors. But this assignment is to really to get prayer all over the world. We're making prayer sales. Ambassadors elect make prayer sales. Two or three people. And when we started was at three people, and now God has taken it to over 100 million different listeners through the offices of the Holy Ghost. So I want to just welcome all of you ambassadors, ambassadors elect, who are helping us with the assignment of getting prayer all over the world. We have a special guest on the line this morning. I got a call from him the other day, and we just renewed our friendship, and I just invited him to come and bless your hearts. I want him. I'm here at my mother's house this morning at 6:30, and I want you to, if you will, give us your information again, because I'm not at my desk.
Good morning to you.
We want to welcome Pastor William all the way from Alabama, and give us everything, if you would. God bless you. God is open to you.
Amen. Good morning to everyone. God bless all that are here. My name is Ernest Williams. I'm the pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Tony, Alabama. That's North Alabama, about 15 miles north of Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And we're just grateful to be here. And Dr. Johnson, just want to share just a few minutes with everyone that's here.
Take about 15 minutes if you would, about 15 minutes if you would.
Yes, sir. It won't even take that long. Amen. Praying, I want to talk about praying from upstream. A lot of times our prayers are downstream. We're receiving. We are responding to something. But I think that there's a shift in the spirit, in the believer priest, when we learn to pray not from downstream but from upstream. Prayer and the power thereof comes from God. All that is, God the sovereign. He is in control. He orders all steps throughout this world and universe. A lot of times we're receiving, and so we question, we doubt, we have a clear understanding. But when we learn to pray from upstream and we begin to bless God, for the consequence. We bless God for what we're going through. Despite how it may look and how it may seem, the Bible says, indeed, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so we bless him. We thank him in all things. We learn to give him thanks. So how is it possible that we can pray from upstream? The Spirit tells me three things that the priest of believer, saints of God, are always up against. We're always up against something, whether it's in the family, in our body, in society, we're up against something. But three things quickly that the Spirit wanted me to share with everyone as we walk in praying from upstream. That is three things. Fret not, fear not, and faint not.
Take your time.
Yes, sir. The Bible says in Psalm 37, 1 and 2, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down, and they shall wither as the green herb. Fret not because we have learned to pray from upstream. God is in control. Fret not because of them, because our eyes are on Christ. Fret not because of them, because the Lord orders our steps. Secondly, fear not. Something moved in me this Christmas and every Christmas as we think about and reflect on the Christmas story. Fear not. The word of the angel that came to the shepherds there on the outskirts of Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. You can pray from upstream because we understand that all is in God's dominion. He's sovereign. So fret not, but also fear not. And then thirdly, faint not. Every child of God always will be up against three possibilities. But I say to you, fret not, fear not, faint not. In the word of God, the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verses 13 and 14, I had fainted, David said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so, my friends, this morning, as we enter and we stay within corporate prayer, that we can pray from upstream. Instead of questioning why this is happening, we can bless God because he's sovereign. Praying from upstream, fret not, my friends. Fear not, my friends. And faint not, my friends. God is with you. He loves us. Amen. And we bless him this morning. So if I can just close with prayer. Amen. Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for everyone that's here this morning. Thank you for Dr. Johnson and all that he's doing, the vision that you've given him, Lord, to get prayer throughout this whole world. Lord, we pray now. Lord, thanking you for all that you are and all that you have done through your Son, Jesus Christ. We bless you, Lord, for his spirit. We bless you, Father, for his offering on the cross. We bless you, Lord, for that atonement of sin that he made for us. We thank you now for his movement through the Spirit, Lord, through us and through others. And, Lord, we pray even in this day, Lord, that you order our steps. We pray that, Lord, that we are a blessing to you, that our words, that our actions, Lord, will be led by you. Father, we pray not downstream, but we pray upstream. Lord, we know that every consequence, Lord, every action, Lord, you are in control. And so, Father, we pray now, Lord, as we go through this day, how can we be a blessing to you? Lord, through even the down settings of our lives, Lord, even in the upsets and the hurts, Lord, we give you praise in everything. We bless you, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that we would fret not, fear not, and faint not. Lord, it's in Jesus' name. We claim it all done. We thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for the victories in our lives. And, Lord, even in those down times where it seems that we're losing, Lord, we know that because you're sovereign, you've already won the battle and the victory is yours. In Jesus' name we bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, my Pastor Williams, oh, you blessed our hearts this morning.
Bless
fret
you,
not, fear not. Faint not. Let's take it upstream. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Amen.
God bless you. I'm going to open up the line. One of the things that we try to do on here, the Holy Ghost led me, that the enemy is trying to defeat the saints of God so much
we don't really sometimes realize that to encourage people is of God, and lift them up. God wants us to lift up the people of God. I'm gonna open up the line. Might be somebody who wants to encourage you. Amen. If you heard this, fret not, fear not, faint not. Wanna pray upstream, not downstream. God bless you. If it bless you, wanted to encourage our friend here, Pastor Williams from Alabama. The line is open to you. Anybody? Thank you, Jesus.
Brother William.
Yes, my wife.
But I pray for myself, and I got a great anointing yesterday, and I got anointing oil, and I thank the Master for you. I thank
all
my daughter.
My Lord.
To call this number. And I would like for you to pray for me because I have a problem with my head, and I have a reflex, and I've been going to the doctor, but it's not doing no good. But I believe and I know that he's able to do anything. And I thank you that I pray with me. Will you pray for me?
All right. We're going to pray for you in just a minute here. Can you wait just a minute? The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Can you wait just a minute?
All right.
Good. All right. I'm open to the line for anybody who wants to say a word of encouragement to Pastor Williams. The line is open to you. Anybody? You know, jump in there.
Good morning, Pastor Williams. I'm Ambassador Hodges from Kansas City, Missouri, and I want to thank you for that wonderful, encouraging message this morning, and thank you so much for blessing us here on the First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anybody else?
God bless you. This is the Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Thank God, Elder Williams, for that wonderful, encouraging word this morning. Thank
you.
Thank God for you.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you. All right, somebody else.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Hagen from Georgia. Just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Williams, all the way from Alabama. You really blessed so many people today. You were a blessing. You are a blessing to the body of Christ. Fret not, fear not, faint not. The Lord has certainly used you today, and thank you so much for being a vessel that God can use. Thank you so much.
Bless you, Mother.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, and God bless you, men of God, for that prophetic word about the upstream. Let me know that you have a connection with God, that you share to let us know what goes up. If you are in the will of God, it's coming down. And keep doing what you're doing, because that was an overflow at that moment. God just opened up a new word that imparted in my spirit. And I thank God for that, and I thank God for you, for that stream that's flowing from Alabama to Arkansas to Kansas City to all over the world. Glory to God. We connected. And God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Are anybody else before we close
this? This is Sister Linda from Utah 801. And Pastor William, I accept that word because it sure did help me this morning.
Hallelujah.
We just want to thank you for bringing us the word this morning.
Bless you, Mother. Amen. All praise to God.
Good morning. I do want to jump in really quick. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray, Kansas City, Missouri. That is my scripture, Psalm 36. Lord, have mercy. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, for you,
Amen.
This young man, to be able to bring that on the line. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, anyone else before we close this?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Pastor Wick, those were the encouraging words for you today.
Praise the Lord.
Being encouraged, and God will bless you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. But not anybody else.
This is Apostle Adams from Savannah, Georgia, and I just want to encourage Pastor Williams this morning and thank God for that message that he delivered to us this morning, and it was awesome in Jesus' name.
Praise your Father. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, woman of God. Amen.
We'll take one more. This is Sister Lily Garnett. Thank God, Pastor Williams, for those encouraging words.
And where are you from?
From Chicago.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. So many people were encouraged by you, Pastor Williams. Amen. And we just appreciate you giving us that powerful, powerful word.
Well, bless
we
you.
We are praying upstream.
Amen.
I'm going to be praying upstream all day long.
Amen. Amen.
Guess what? I'm going to fret not. I'm going to fear not. And I'm not going to faint.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. All right. Thank God for all of you. I'm going to move to another area of praise here this morning. If somebody, this is the prayer line, and if God has answered your prayers, you got prayer on this line, and God did something exceeding for you. The Bible says in Psalm 105, make known his deeds among the people. Amen. Make known his deeds.
Amen.
Not my deeds. I haven't done nothing. Thank God for the words. But God used Pastor Williams. And many days you had prayer on here. Make known his deeds among the people, it says. And then speak of his wondrous works in the next verse, Psalm 105, 1 and 2. Now, this line is open to you. I want to ask, some of y'all can go back to the old church. They call them testimonies. And we call them here now, we call them praise reports. You praise them, you got a praise report of what God did for you. I want to get at least two. Man, take a couple of minutes, y'all. The line is open to you. Who has a praise report? Amen. Anybody? What he did for you, make known his deeds.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, McNaught. Excuse me, from Texas.
All right.
I just want to share with y'all, I got a new car yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I know this is all God. Y'all know that I've been having problems with the vehicle, and I got me a new vehicle.
It's
a 1000 Lincoln LS. It's beautiful, and I'm proud of it. I know Jesus helped me with this.
And what kind did you say it was? What kind did you say it was?
It's a Lincoln LS.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, I hope y'all caught that in there. Go ahead.
Thank you all for listening on the prayer line. God bless y'all all.
Amen. I hope y'all hear that. Some of y'all who need new cars, I keep telling you that I believe it's Romans 2:11 says that God, in God there is no respect of person. He's not a respecter of person. He can do it for her. He can do it for you.
Amen.
You came on the prayer line and you mentioned that you said to us, you said you want us to pray and ask God to bless you with transportation. Is that right, Mother?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the Lord didn't give you secondhand transportation. He gave you a new car and gave you a Lincoln at that. You ought to be shouting and running all over that room saying, thank you, Jesus. Amen. God's been good to you. But I want to just point out, some of you all are in need of a new car. Amen. That is a sign right there that God, if God, see, I'm on the natural right now. If a man has two daughters who need, both of them need a car, a new car, don't tell me that he's going to bless one daughter with a new car and say to the other one, oh, you get, you know, I'm not going to bless you. He's not going to do that. Amen. I'm not going to give one daughter something and not bless my other daughter. It makes me look like I'm not a provider. God is a provider.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
He's not going to bless this precious lady here, Sister Renee McKnight in Texas, with a new car. And you in need? Come on. If you got the faith, God has the power. All you got to do is believe him.
and then listen and move when he says move, and God will open up some doors for you. He said, but you don't know, Dr. Johnson. You don't know. I don't really have no good credit. Listen, God has good credit.
That's
he can
right.
make the machine that would normally say no, and he get in the machine and make it say yes. So just move when he says move, and God will bless you too.
Amen.
That's the word to you. That's the word to you. I hope you get it.
Amen.
Hope you receive it. I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. All right. Do we have another praise report? Anybody else?
Say, I got to say when I told you about my son, that the anointing came on me like never before. I was anointed, and I was asking to give me some anointing oil, and you did this what? I asked the master to attend. They bought me all day yesterday. My in my truck, my heater wouldn't come on. The signal light wouldn't come on. I had to drive it yesterday with no signal, no heater. I had to put my hand out. And I said to the master, I know Satan was trying to, he was mad because I got a anointing yesterday, a great anointing yesterday.
That's it.
I thank the master for you. I thank him for you.
Amen.
Thank God for you. Brother, where are you? Where are you now?
I'm in Cedar Grove, North Carolina.
North Carolina. All right. God bless you. And God's moving up there, too.
Amen. Thank you.
Move it and thank you. We'll help you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, though, for a very good testimony. You know, I just feel led in my spirit to get one more. Somebody want to tell it. Amen.
Amen.
And if you do, I'm opening up the line for you. Is there anybody else who wants to share?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Jefferson. I'm in the all the way from the cornfield to the cotton field. And put me on a shiny rock.
Hallelujah.
I promise him that he blessed me. I will take my time the rest of my life, and we will always have a place to live, and we will never be home. And God has blessed me. He has blessed me. Now he is able me to make $1,000 a week on a job, $1,000 a month on a job that I was don't even do. God is true to his promise. I tell you, God is so good. He's so merciful. And he is so kind. God is good. He's good all the time. Not just something, but all the time.
I Mother, God bless you. God bless you, Mother. Don't tell it all, Mother. God bless you.
So y'all better keep loving God. That's where your blessings coming from.
That's right.
Amen.
All right. God bless you, Mother. Okay.
Amen.
All right. And we have a lot of fun here. You know, it's just wonderful to have fun in the Lord. It's so wonderful. And laugh in the Lord and smile in the Lord. I want to open up the prayer line because we're serious about this. This is not a gossip line. People share things from everywhere. Brother Williams, are you still there? You wanted prayer a while ago. We're ready to pray for you. Are you there, Brother Williams? God bless you. Tell us what you really want. And as I said, this is not a gossip line. We want to just know how to pray for your own target, because God does answer prayers, and we'll be praying for your own target. So the line's open to you, Mother Williams. Go ahead and share.
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
I want him to heal my body of coma in my eyes, and my head hurt kind of on the top. And then they said I had a acid reflux, and I've been going to the doctor, but they can't tell me what I don't be satisfied with what they tell me. I my truck fixed, and I've asked them to bless me with the money so that I can have my truck because I need my truck on by myself, and I didn't have no heat, no signal. It just went off yesterday completely, and I had to ride in the cold. But I thank the master that I didn't give in to Satan. So Satan fought me all day yesterday. Mm. And he's a lie and the father of these lies. So healing is what I really want, healing of my body.
All right, Mother, these are prayer warriors on here. Any of them can pray for you, and the Lord will do that. Amen. You heard her request. She got glaucoma in her eyes. Is God the God of eyes too? Yes, he is. Over eyes. Glaucoma. And then she got acid reflux. And she wants her trucks fixed. She wants her truck fixed. And I want to ask God to give her great transportation. Amen. Anybody feel into something and you can pray for her? Anybody want to pray for her? I know you want to pray for her, but anybody, do you pray for her? If not, I'll take the prayer request. Whoever wants that, whoever feels led to pray, come on. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, God, and we're asking that you forgive us of all of our sins,
yes,
those sins of omission and those sins of commission. God, I'm coming to you right now, behalf of your woman servant. God, look on Mother's Day, Lord. Touch her body in the name of Jesus. Those eyes, God, we know that you can heal those eyes in the name of Jesus. God, touch her stomach, that acid reflux. We know whose report we're going to believe. And God, we know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. God, touch her in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, touch her, touch her, God. Heal her body.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. God, look on that automobile situation, God. Touch that automobile, God. Fix it or send help to her, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, this is a 911 plea on behalf of Mother. She says she lives alone, God, and she does not need to be stranded. God, look on that vehicle this morning. You touch the vehicle, Lord, because we know you and only you can make a way for her. And we're thanking you in advance this morning. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Master Hunter. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anoint your truck, Mother. Anoint your truck with some of that oil.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
That's right. Receive that, Mother. Receive that. Yeah. That's from the Holy Ghost. They are. Go ahead. All right, I'll take another prayer request. Two or three more, maybe four or five. I don't know. But anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Apostle Adams, and I would like request my son being released from prison and also for transportation. I got in a car accident in 2014, and I need transportation and also for financial blessings. Blessings.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dr. Good morning. Johnson. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Area 516. I just wanted to take the time and thank you, sir, for praying for my son with asthma and my daughter and including myself. He's coming along beautifully, and I thank God.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right.
sir.
Do you have a prayer request?
Yes. You can, my soon-to-be husband, his daughter graduated high school last year, and for some reason, she's not enrolling in college, and she's 18 years old. I understand work, but education is very important. So I'm trusting and believing in God that she will start school and get it over with. The younger you are, the better it is. So her name is Destiny. Thank you, sir.
All
Destiny. That's her name?
Yes, sir, Destiny. So she's 18, and I'm like, you know, I didn't say anything because, you know, it's my business because I'm a mother. My daughter will be 16 the end of this month, and I can't see my daughter graduating high school and just, I understand work, but you got to go to school. Education is very important. Mm-hmm. That's just my belief.
Yeah.
So she's only 18, and she's young. So by the age of 21, finish, get it over with.
Well, that's what I did. I started at 18, and at 21, I had my bachelor's.
There you
at,
go.
At 23, I had my master's, and yeah. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm just giving you an example here. And her name is Destiny?
Yes, sir.
My God.
That's
her name. Tell her to be about her destiny. Be about her destiny. God has something for her, and to be about that destiny.
Amen.
And I continued in school, and by 27, I had my doctorate.
Amen. Yes.
So tell her she can do the same thing. I told you God is not a respecter of person.
Amen.
So she wants, you encourage her to be about her destiny.
Yes, sir.
Use her name and encourage her.
Amen. Yes, sir.
God gave her that name for a reason.
Yes, sir.
And she
That's
has
true.
A great destiny, and she will pursue it. Okay?
That's true. Yes, sir.
We'll have prayer for her in just a moment. Let me get two or three other prayer requests. Excuse me. Anybody else have a prayer request?
I'll ask you to pray Betty Biller. She lost her son last week. And my daughter Wilma, she just found out she was a diabetic, but God is able.
Thank you. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Sister Coleman of Kansas City. Good morning, everybody. I'm asking prayer for, is something going on with my right side? I don't know if it's my diabetic nerves or whatever, but it's something going on. And I'm suffering with headaches and lower back pain, and I'm asking prayer for.
All right. And headaches and lower back pains. All right. We'll get prayer in just a minute. Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Karen Brown from St. Louis.
All right.
I'm requesting prayer. I need to move, and I'm kind of having a time trying to find a place, and I need to be moved by the 31st of January.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you all to pray that the Lord will find, help me to find a nice place.
All right. Now, you said something important there. You said, help you find a nice place. Because some most people would have just said, Lord, help me find a place.
Well, I want a nice place.
Yeah.
I want a nice place.
See, be like my mother and father when they moved from Arkansas. They didn't know where they were going to stay. And they prayed and said, Lord, please give us just a little shack to live in Kansas City. And she said, when they got there, that's just what the Lord gave us, a little shack to live in. I'm telling y'all better ask God for what you want. Amen.
Yes.
Don't let the words go in the sea. Whatever you loose, Matthew 16:19, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. So when they loose that in heaven, Lord, give us a little shack to live in Kansas City. Heaven said, Lord, please give them a little shack to live in Kansas City. And that's just what the Lord did. Amen. So be careful with your words. Amen. And we're going to have some loosening and binding at the end of this prayer session here. So we're going to ask God for you for a beautiful place to live in.
Yes.
Amen. And to give you beautiful furniture.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I just want to talk some common sense. I don't have no Bible for this that I can think of right now. Maybe a verse may come. But just have common sense. What do you mean, Dr. Jones? I mean, God is the richest person on the face of this earth. Well, how can you say that? If y'all agree with me that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, then what is, if the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, what is Jesus? He must be the second person of the Trinity. And then what is God? He must be the first person of the Trinity. But they're all three in one, but they're all the first person of the Trinity anyway. But so that's why I say God is the richest person on the face of this earth. And why do you think, if you his son or you his daughter, why do you think he doesn't want you to be blessed? And that's not even logical thinking. I mean, you got a daughter? You got a son? I mean, you don't want him to be blessed? And you the rich